Hi, I'm Michael Dozier, and thank you for tuning in. As many of you know, I'm not a big fan of our president. However, I do respect the fact that he is our president. I am able to put aside my personal beliefs and my political beliefs to recognize I am an American first, and our president is my leader. I served my country back in the 80s and early 90s under a president I particularly didn't care for. But I followed his and my superior's orders because that's what the oath that I took was all about. Every military personnel has to take that oath. If you swear to your God and your country to follow your commander-in-chief, then you have to keep that commitment, or else don't take that oath. And do not join the military. Sergeant Stein took that oath. I understand what he's trying to say when he says he will not break his ethical beliefs. However, for him to say he will not follow the orders of our commander-in-chief, he is wrong. The military is a brotherhood. It is important to know that your brothers and sisters beside you have your back. You have to depend on everyone in your unit to do their job. Your life depends on it. If a person comes out and says he is going to pick and choose what orders he is going to follow and from whom he is going to accept them, he or she has to go. No question. In my opinion, Sergeant Stein is an embarrassment to his uniform. If he wanted a soapbox, he should have waited for his discharge. Now his brothers and sisters of the Marine Corps face an uncertainty, and this causes injuries or death. Again, my opinion is, Sergeant Stein should be dishonorably discharged for not only his statements about our commander-in-chief, while wearing the uniform of the Marines and the U.S. military, but for placing doubt in all of his brothers and sisters who fight beside him. They're going to have to worry if he likes or will follow orders given to him. This is a problem. You can't tell me that the people serving with Sergeant Stein do not have it in the back of their head. Is this person going to have my back? Is this person going to accept the orders given to him? Or is he going to politicize his views? Is he going to turn his back on us because of his political beliefs? I know if I was still in the military, I would have those thoughts. The military is supposed to be a brotherhood where you go in, you serve your country, you depend on your brothers and sisters in arms. It's not supposed to be political. It's not supposed to be racist. It's supposed to be men and women joining together for a cause to fight for their country if and at wartime or to serve their country. That's a better to say, to serve their country. There's no black or white. There's green. In today's army, it's green, yellow, gray, white. Back in my day, it was green, tan, white and gray. But he needs to be discharged. He needs to go back and think about how he may have destroyed his military career and his legacy. Thanks for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed. I'd love to hear your comments, and I'd love to have a debate on those who think that he is justified for saying what he says. Is it his First Amendment right? He can say whatever he wants to say while wearing the U.S. military uniform. Chime in. Let me know what you think. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope that you enjoy our podcast and look forward to many more to come. Have a good night.